colored powders in an effort to survey the only safe pathway through. Several men carried One Eye up and set him down amongst us. They silhouetted themselves above the skyline doing so. My grumbling did no good. On the other hand, no bloodthirsty hordes materialized below the Shadow Gate. So it was possible that we were not yet betrayed. One Eye, do you sense anything down there? I did not know if he would respond. He seemed to be asleep again. His chin rested on his chest. People gave him room, because it was in these moments he began to ply his cane. After a few seconds, though, he lifted his chin, opened his eyes, murmured,
"A place where I can rest."
The wind that was always with us on the plain almost stole his words away.
"A place where all evil dies in endless death. No wickedness stirs down there, little girl."
One Eye's remarks excited everyone who had witnessed his most recent episode. Half a dozen more men exposed their silhouettes to anyone watching from below. Still others seemed to think we ought to trudge right on down there in a big disorderly mob, right now.
"Kendo!"
I called.
"Slink!"
"I want you each to take 6 men out through the gate, fully armed, including bamboo. Slink, take the right side of the road. You take the left, Kendo. You'll be covering the rest of us as we come out. River, you're the reserve. Take 10 men and wait just inside the Shadow Gate. You'll stay there and become the rear guard if nothing bothers them." Training and discipline took over. A superior standard of both are among the company's most potent tools. Properly employed, they become our deadliest tools. We try to inculcate discipline from a recruit's first day, right alongside a healthy distrust of everyone on the outside. We try to pound into his very bones what he needs to do in every situation. The slope from the edge of the plain to the Shadow Gate seemed to stretch for miles. I felt bone naked descending it without the standard. Tobo, carrying the golden pickaxe, had to take my place. I told him, "Don't get too fond of the job, kid. It may be all I have, if we get the captain and the lieutenant back. And I won't even have that if your dad wants all of his old jobs back." Experiment quickly proved no key, but the pick was needed to leave the plane. The Shadow Gate did tickle and tingle, though. The first thing I noticed outside was a powerful mixture of sagey and piney smells. There had been few odors on the plain. Then I noticed the incredible warmth. This world was much warmer than the plain was. It was early autumn here. As promised, Willow. As promised. Kendo and Slink kept their squads moving, screening our advance. More and more people passed through the gate. I got myself hoisted onto the black stallion so I could see better, which meant that somebody had to carry One Eye. I told Sara, "Let's head for those ruins." I was about to add something about shelter being easier to find there when Kendo Cutter shouted. I looked where he pointed. It took a sharp eye to see them. The old men coming uphill slowly wore robes almost exactly the same color as the road and the earth behind them.